DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on, of course, in New California, and we're going to be having a lot of town halls. We're going to be up in various counties. Check the calendar feature on Agenda 21 Radio and also on newcaliforniastate.com for upcoming town halls and things like that. And of course, the election season starting to ramp up, and Donald Trump's going to be, he's in Oklahoma. We don't know where it's going to be totally yet. 1 million people. 1 million people. That's the number. 1 million people demanding tickets to get in. Do you believe that? 1 million people. When you have a rally with 1 million people, you know that's a game changer. Absolutely. Absolutely. I know Black Lives Matter. They're out there. They're just really big in the hood, right? I say not good in the hood, big in the hood. Yeah, they're kind of acting out. And, of course, they're getting a lot of support from the mainstream media and stuff like that. I do believe that Black Lives Matter is nothing more than a terrorist organization. They've got and they're an international terrorist organization because you've got the same sort of Black Lives Matter going on in other countries, right? Same kind of, I guess you can say, riots, because there's no protests going on. No, it's all riots. Yeah. Remember, it's interesting. We went through the whole phases of this. You know, first you've got like a rally, then it turns to a protest, then all of a sudden it turns into a riot. Quiet riot, right? A riot. Just what we need is another riot in store for everybody. Yeah. But that's what happens. And they prefer the riot. Now we get autonomous zones following the riots, right? Like up in Seattle. Nothing like a nice autonomous zone. Nothing like a nice, you know, wouldn't you like a nice autonomous zone for yourself? Here's a nice little article about the autonomous zones. It says a journalist who went inside Seattle's CHOP details what happens after dark. Uh-huh. And Greg Gutfeld calls it infantile. Absolutely. 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 Infantile. Right. It says, Seattle Police Chief gets support for reform. Sure. Sure. And a journalist, Andy Nago, says Seattle's occupied zone is like Jekyll and Hyde. I bet. It's kind of like California, right? When Gavin Newsom's your governor. It's kind of like Jekyll and Hyde. There's a stark contrast between how protesters staying in Seattle's Capitol Hill organized protest. See this. So that's what I said. You start with a rally, you get a protest, and then you get a riot, and then you get a settlement, right? So listen to this statement. There is a stark contrast between how protesters staying at Seattle's Capitol Hill organized protest zone behave during the day and during the night. According to journalist Andy Nago. Remember, he was the guy who was beat up by all the people in Portland, right? When Antifa was throwing, you know, the concrete milkshakes at him and things like that, and he's got Dame Bramage from it. During the day, he said, it could be considered peaceful if one ignored boarded-up businesses or graffiti calling for the murder of police. But when the sun goes down, the criminal elements. Here we go. The criminal elements come out. Unfortunately, last night, that was made very clear when one person on a microphone and a loudspeaker was able to sick a mob of probably more than 100 people to chase down this business. That was several blocks away. They just all descended on it. It was pure anarchy, Nego remarked. Wow. They've got a little video clip. You want sound, right? I mean, you get some of the audio business going on here. You got some sound here. Here we go. Let's see if we got it. Here we go. We're getting some of the sound right now. This is chaos and anarchy. Oh, yeah, they tear down the fence. Jeez, you know, this looks like Zombie Land. Zombie Land. Oh, God. That's kind of a frightening little deal here. So he's on with Shannon Bream last night. Huh, interesting. I never miss an opportunity to listen to this guy. He's kind of interesting. Here we go.
Seattle Police has been warning that violent crimes are going unanswered with little police presence inside that occupied zone there in Seattle. Well, tonight, a local business owner says he called 911 amid an altercation with an occupier, and nobody showed up. But our next guest was there. Journalist Andy Ngo joins us now from Seattle. Andy, good to have you back on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, so I know there are different perspectives. You have said during the daytime there is, in your experience, a different vibe. There is music, there are kids, there are all kinds of things going on. But you say you're seeing something different at night. What's happening and what are you seeing?
Sure. With all due respect to the reporter there, I think the autonomous zone can be described as a sort of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in that... you see, during the day, yes, it's very peaceful. Families come there. People come there with their pets. and it's peaceful if you can ignore all the boarded up businesses, all the graffiti calling for the murder of police. Yes, that's peaceful. Then at night, you see the criminal elements come out. Unfortunately, last night, that was made very clear when one person on a microphone and a loudspeaker was able to sick a mob of probably more than 100 people to chase down this business that was several blocks away. They just all descended on it. It was pure anarchy. They pushed up against the fence and all rushed in. It could have been extremely violent. Fortunately, it wasn't. According to what I heard from the owner and staff, they had detained one of the comrades of this camp
comrades.
For alleged arson and theft. And because of that, all his comrades came to help get him out. Police never came.
Okay, I want to read something through from the Daily Beast. They say local businesses there are loving it. They're loving the zone. Their estimation is this. Local businesses are chipping in with free food and open bathrooms, despite rumors that activists were holding them prisoner in their own beer halls and inside movie theaters. What's been your experience with business owners within that zone? How are they doing?
Sure, there are some businesses whose owners or management may be sympathetic to what's going on and have liked what's happening, but there are others who don't. For example, there's a Trader Joe's nearby who announced just a few days ago that they're closing indefinitely because of security and safety issues. So when you take that and you also see all the businesses that are boarded up, that no cars can drive into this area, I don't see how the few anecdotes of positive experiences of some owners could be the representative voice, particularly when there are now some dissident voices coming out to speak, and they're having to do it anonymously because of threats of retaliation.
Well, and I thought it was very interesting that the police chief says, we're asking people to come out to the edges or the borders of this area to make reports.
You know, haven't they just surrendered it? Well, hey, you guys come out to the borders. We don't want to go in. No, we don't want to go in.
Reports so we can know what's going on and try to help them. It doesn't sound like a very efficient way of doing it, but she says, basically, we're trying to do the best that we can, and if there are serious crimes, we'll go in, because that's what we do. We're the police, and that's what we have to do. Here is someone who wanted to remain anonymous, but somebody who lives within this area or nearby. This is what the anonymous person identified as Brandon tells the Daily Caller.
For the first time in my life in Capitol Hill, I hear gunshots every single night, and I've heard people screaming. What? Every single night outside.
Right.
And they're not protest screams. I've heard protest screams, but I've also heard screams of terror out there, and I don't know what's happening.
Screams of terror. Screams of terror. There you go. Autonomous zones. Secession from the Union. Here we go. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. It's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on here in New California. Anyway, we got... it's really amazing that you've got Black Lives Matter. You've got Antifa. Who else do you have out there? The Nazis, neo-Nazis, other hate groups just galore, right? Muslim Brotherhood. Right. And everybody says, oh, they're not related. And they absolutely are all related. And you can actually put them all in one big bundle. I know they say, oh, there's the right-wing neo-Nazis. They're not the right-wing neo-Nazis. They're the left-wing neo-Nazis. They've always been the left-wing neo-Nazis, and they're not neo-Nazis. They're Nazis. Get over it. Oh, it's neo because it's in America. No, no, no. It's Nazis, and it is in America. Yes. How about that one? I mean, the mind shift people do to deny the ever presence of monsters within our midst. They don't take it serious. It's really a shame. And they should. I mean, look at what's going on now. I mean, Black Lives Matter. Give me a break. Total terrorist organization. They've been a terrorist organization for years, and they're international. Now, just recently, the president declared Antifa a terrorist organization. I say go to the next step. All of them are terrorist organizations, especially Black Lives Matter. Look what they're doing. Do they get carte blanche to destroy all the cities and towns in the United States because their Black Lives Matter? Huh? And are we going to all be paying reparations? Am I going to have to take every time I go down the street and see a black person, I'm going to have to give them $10 or I'll be arrested or, you know, something like that? The health department will come out and jump all over me? What? What? Will it be the health department? Oh, I don't know. Maybe they'll make it another sort of department. Yeah. Yeah, it won't be the health department. It'll be it could be the mental health department on its own. Are you crazy? You look crazy. Come with me. That's what's going to happen. I swear to God, that's what's going to happen if we let this thing go, and we will not do that. We cannot do that. We cannot let this crazy thing go. Okay, they're trying to make light of this in some way, make it positive. Trump makes move on police reform debate, poised to sign new measure in Rose Garden today. And I don't know if we're going to get a glimpse on this. I know that law enforcement and the type of training that they've gotten over the last, 12 years. So remember, it was Obama that brought in all these different cops programs, right? Right. And a lot of these police officers have been trained in the Obama way. Get it? Yeah. So President Trump is expected to sign an executive order on law enforcement reform in the wake of the death of George Floyd, an event that tipped off weeks of protest as the nation's grappled blah, blah, blah. Both public safety and public trust are crucial to law enforcement's mission, the White House said in a tweet on Monday. Tomorrow's executive order will uphold clear and higher policy policing standards, promote accountability and law enforcement, and help equip police officers for constructive community engagement. I'm all for community engagement with the police. And I, you know, I was very, very fortunate in all the years I was in education. We had resource officers. The officers and police departments I worked with were excellent, absolutely excellent. And they really got it, you know. They really got the whole community. And so, there was a lot of crime in one of the places, just a massive amount of crime. But it wasn't necessarily because of our police department, the one that that was servicing the school. It was because there were other policing departments around it, which had larger populations, I might add, weren't doing the job. And they had a different philosophy. They had the philosophy like this Seattle person, right? So that was our biggest problem, was the spillover from those communities into our schools with idiots, you know, people wanting to sell drugs, gangsters coming in with guns, you know. The only time we ever had problems with guns on campus were outsiders who came from other school districts and other communities. Only time. Not from within our own. You see, that probably isn't measured by every little community, and it needs to be. But I'm just saying that was they did an outstanding job in their local community. And in fact, all of them did, except where I said I was in a city, a large city, and there was always spillover from the surrounding communities. And some were taking this tactic. This is back in 2000, 2005. People were sick this is a sickness. Then you had the enablers come along and try and be disruptors and break down the California, in our state, California, the discipline codes for the students in the classroom. They wanted to surrender everything. And, of course, that's a Van Jones claim to fame. You hear about Van Jones. Van Jones from Oakland, an Oakland communist activist. That's what Van Jones is, an open Catholic or communist. And what he did was he managed to gather up a whole bunch of people. This was one of his techniques. You know, literally thugs, thugging right out of the hood, and pay them, get them on buses, and bring them down to the state capitol. And what would they do? They'd testify. That's what they would do. And they'd intimidate the legislators. I went to several of those hearings, and I had somebody very important to me that was very special in the determination of the first time they tried this to stop it. But, you know, we could only stop it for so long. But eventually, their goal was to get rid of one of the portions of the California Education Code 48900K, which is willful defiance of authority. It said too many black people are being suspended and expelled on 48900K. Well, that wasn't the case. They weren't being suspended on that. It was, you had to look up further. What is 48900 A and B and C and D? You know, willful defiance of authority can also include, oh, you shot the guy with a gun. Where's the gun? Well, I don't know. It was in your hand. Well, we'll find it. We'd find it. So, you know, and the kid would get expelled. Shocking, right? That's what you do. Do you want somebody who's, I've sat down with these folks on the other side who support doing away with all these discipline codes. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely sickening to have to explain what is basic common sense to most people. When a student shows up in a campus with a gun and he shoots it at somebody, they get expelled. Or how about when a kid gets jumped getting off the bus? He gets blindsided on the side of the head. He's knocked to the ground unconscious, and then his head is stomped and kicked. Oh, we shouldn't expel him, right? Yeah. We had hours and hours and hours. And finally, it was really funny. In that particular situation, the attorney who was brought in to question me looked at the other administrators who were trying to overturn me. And she said to him, "Why do you want a person like this here?" And, of course, that was following I showed the pictures of the victim. With his eye was actually bugging out of his socket. He was pulverized. He had a broken back, broken jaw, broken skull. And I had to justify that for a reasonable expulsion. Yeah. They want you. That's okay. So the thing is, go to riot school. Just go to school and learn to riot. It's all good in the hood. And what happened in that same district with those same folks? One of the principals was jumped and stomped on the head. He got brain damage from it. But it was all good. Nothing happened to the kid. No investigation. That's why I said I think I better leave here. That's what goes on in our public schools, ladies and gentlemen, at the administrative level. You have those sycophants that are doing that to your kids. So now, that was 10, 15 years ago. And look what we have now. We have Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Get it? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. And, boy, do we have some big news about the California budget. Shocking.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's interesting about this Black Lives Matter movement and how it's affecting our country. And, you know, the whole left agenda, the Nancy Pelosi agenda. It really is. It really is. And the media, of course, is fueling it. We know that. We have real clear lines and demarcations in the sand about where the media stands. Is it going to be, you know, new stream media, which is what we are, or old stream media, or mainstream media? I think the mainstream media, old stream media, they're done. I think especially after this, you know, especially. Got this article here. I got to be honest with you. I eyeballed it yesterday. It says, you're not being a journalist, Brian. You're an activist. Wow. Trump senior legal advisor destroys CNN's Brian Stelter after nasty insult. Oh, I'd like to see that. I'm always interested, very interested in what the Trump people always have to say to people like Brian Stelter.
And gave these mandates that ended up killing thousands.
Okay, he actually called out MSNBC and NBC News, so he was linking it to his distaste for news coverage. Again, that is so far beyond the pale for American presidents. Right, but do you understand how aberrant that is in American history?
He has an opinion. He is also a citizen. No, he is the first one to actually use his platform as an American citizen to be able to call out the fake news media and say, because you are peddlers
of false information. You understand that, like, someday you're going to regret
for
this,
the past
right?
3.5 years.
Someday you're going to regret this when your kids and your grandkids look back at this time
truth.
And you use slurs and smears like fake news
attacks.
To
That's
hurt
when
news
you know
outlets.
You
no,
the
but
debate,
it's,
Brian, is
Jenna,
when you can't even come on.
I think in 10 or 20
truth.
Years,
no,
if we just sit down
on,
and talk about this,
about
you're
going
to recognize how damaging it was. How damaging it was to use terms like fake news to attack journalists who were trying to do their jobs.
In 15 or 20 years? You're not trying to do your job. You're not a journalist, Brian. You're an activist. That's the problem. You have an agenda, and your agenda is anti-Trump. The American people see through that, and they are very grateful that this president is finally holding the fake news media accountable, because you're activists. You're not reporting fact and truth. You won't even say that as a general statement.
The reason why I think it's helpful to have these conversations
shouldn't ever appear in a media outlet.
He's speechless. Brian Stelter. I loved it. I loved it. Sorry, we got crosstalk going on there from another show. But I loved it. Absolutely loved it. You know, it's getting to that point where everybody's really long in the tooth on the mainstream media. And they're really connecting the dots to them. And it takes a long time. We're in the media business. We get it instantly. We see it instantly. And we're on the wrong team. We're on the wrong team. We're absolutely on the wrong team. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, for a mainstream media person, I would never be a mainstream media person, nor would I want to be. Never. You know, I was asked to be a mainstream media person 2 times. Right? 2 contracts flown in my face. They were nice contracts. Oh, yeah. I could be living the high life. I said no. And both of them, they wanted me to drop the byline, the tagline I have, stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. They didn't want that in there. Here's your contract, and we'd love to have you, but you got to do this. I said, no. Made that decision back in 2012 and 13. And I'm so glad I did. I am so glad I made, you know, it's just called, no, I'm not going to do that. You don't censor me before I even get on the air. What good is that, you know, on your air? So we made it up. We created Red State Talk Radio, shocking, which is now the single largest digital provider of radio and talk radio in the world. In the world. WORLD, world. So we're pretty happy with that. And, you know, people are listening to us. It's not just that, you know, we're getting big because people aren't listening to us. They're listening to us. So that's kind of what's happening here. It's kind of a fun deal. It really is. But, you know, Brian Stelter, of seeing it again, I'm really glad that he was confronted about this. And Jenny Ellis joined CNN's Brian Stelter. So Trump advisor, legal advisor Jenny Ellis. Boy, she just ripped him, and he was speechless. He had nothing. He had nothing. Now, if you're the audience, and you love everything that. And you eat up every little detail that comes out of the fake news or comes out of, you know, the mainstream media. If you are one of those kind of people, you got to be shocked by that. You're insulting my boy. But the boy is not talking back because he's got no there. That's the problem with him. He's got absolutely no there. So as a result, when you got no there, there's nothing there. And so this is the point about the mainstream media. Everybody is seeing it now. And are we going to fade out the mainstream media along with Black Lives Matters and, you know, all the other race-baiting organizations. Are we going to be able to see that day? I think so. I think so. What they don't realize is how they play so well into the hands of Donald Trump. They just do not get it. They just don't get it. But now they're getting it. Now they're getting it. Everything's about Chaz. You know, listen, there's another option about secession and the mechanisms of the mainstream media and the education system to create rioters. They're not people out there for a rally or a protest. They're rioting, and they've been created specifically for this. There's another option to do it peaceably, legally, and constitutionally. If you want to form a new state, we have the option to do it, and that's what we're doing in New California. We're following the Constitution. Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, we are following that to the teeth. Right down the line. It's working. It's working. We can see we're going to become a state. And, of course, these Antifa types, you know, they don't like groups like us because we're doing it the right way. And we're following that evil document, the Constitution. And, of course, their main thesis is that these evil founders of the American dream, of the Constitution, of the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, were all racist because they owned slaves. My question to them is, do you consider some of your Hollywood folks and elites racist because they own slaves themselves? Or they're buying children from sex traffickers? Oh, I'm sorry, child sex traffickers? You don't want to call them that, do you? We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. You know, one of the things I haven't done in a long time is I haven't visited Drudge. And that's because they have absolutely made the swing to the left. Drudge, yeah, the Drudge Report. I just, it's gone from my whole deal here. And so what I'm going to do just for something and giggles, grins and giggles, I'm going to go to the Drudge Report just to see what they have. Now, and again, you haven't heard this from me in a long time. This is what they come out with, right? Poll: Americans unhappiest they've been in 50 years. USA slumps to 10th spot in world competitiveness rankings. Dollar crash virtually inevitable over massive debt. Trump wants another $1 trillion in spending cash for 5G expansion, virus hotspots, West Virginia churches, cases surging in Alabama, South Carolina, health workers feel toll, Amazon deploys AI-based tech, right? Casinos to say goodbye to cash. Well, casinos are open, been thriving, right? No COVID for you in the casinos. Russia to disinfect offices. Businesses ask patrons to wait, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we're just going through this. You know, of course, there's no evidence that this is happening. That's their problem. There's no evidence. No evidence. But they say there's a new outbreak going on. It's craziness out there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.